Yeah, Kevin, thanks so much. Yeah, we're excited about being able to do events with the pandemic going on. But the city council mayor Dan Alexander, city administrator, decided that we're just not ready right now to do Seneca Fest in downtown Seneca, bringing thousands and thousands of people onto the tiny green. So what we decided to do was take the event and move it to July. Hopefully we'll be in a better place by then. And besides that, it gives us plenty of distance to do social distancing with the football field and the stadium. And you can actually see and hear some of the sounds of the July 4th celebration for the city of Seneca around the Gillette Field, whether you're sitting at the school parking lot or maybe at the armory. But it just gives folks a little better chance to spread out. So what we're going to do is move the event that was scheduled for downtown Seneca to July 4th. And actually, the event's going to be held on July 3rd this year. It's a one-time thing. We're known to do July 4th on July 4th, but due to the situation and the pandemic and the things at hand, we're going to move everything to Saturday night, July 3rd. That way it'll give everybody a chance to spend some quality time with their families on July 4th. So we've got the TAMS, we've got Goldwing, and the award-winning fireworks show on July 3rd at Gillette Field. And we'll have more information coming forward very soon to talk about opening gate times along with other opening acts. And we'll have all that finalized in the next weeks or so. We just wanted to have council who could make the decision if it was okay by our recommendation to move the event to July 3rd.